Hi, Frank.
Hey, Mitch, thank you so much for asking. It's really kind of you to do that and acknowledge my career. I really appreciate it. And I'm so happy to be on with you because I'm hoping you can give me some advice.
On what? I have no...
On what?
Nothing,
you know, what
to
my,
offer.
You know what my long-term goal is that I've never gotten to is writing a book.
Ah.
I need you to teach me how to write a book, how to get started, man.
Okay. Well, we'll start at 9 a.m. on Monday, and we'll yeah, within a few weeks, you'll have it down. It takes at least two weeks to become a good novelist.
What's it going to be called, Frank? How to line up your fourth putt?
What would you call your book?
What would I call my book? It might be something to do with three putts. I don't know.
So now, once you made the decision, I think all of us who are still working always wonder this of people who have made the decision to say, okay, I'm going to step away from it. What was it? Relief? Happiness? Regret? You know, a sense of ease? What have the emotions been like from the time you said you were going to leave until your actual, you know, coming up final broadcast?
You know, it's funny you should bring that up, Mitch, because when it first happened, it was like, I'm ready for this. I'm ready to make the move. And then as time went on afterwards, and you start hearing from people, and, you know, we're going to miss you, and that we really don't want you to go, for the listeners, and you start to have second thoughts about it. And I think you've really got to guard against that as an individual, because you've made your plan, you made your decision. Now go with it, you know?
Right. You're right about that. You have been here since the early 70s. So you have a unique perspective on radio over essentially 50 years. What has changed about both the medium itself and how it's used, and this station and how it's used?
Well, the station had a lot more variety in programming back in the day when I came aboard. You know, we had Carl Haas with Adventures in Great Music, and Mike Worth with Kaleidoscope, and they went into great detail on... Yeah, in-depth things. And, you know, we had J.P. McCarthy on, and then there were entertainers on the air as well playing music. And we've moved away from that, as I think much of radio has, and gone more into the talk format. And I think we've done okay with it as a radio station. It's different than when I got there, that's for sure, because the talk that was on the air back then was not ideologically based for the most part. It was simply talking about, you know, what was going on in the city and things like that, and didn't have a viewpoint. And I think that's what's changed more than anything else, is viewpoints have been allowed on the air more. And overall, I think it's really healthy. I mean, you come further from the left than I do, and there's no secret about that. It's no big deal. There's room for both of us, right? There's room for different ideas. And that's what I think the real key to the radio station's success has continued to be, is that variety.
Mm. Has it gotten angrier over the years?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No doubt. I think our nation's gotten angrier, and I think we're just a reflection of that. I don't think we're an outlier at all.
Mm. How about gathering news, Frank, when you started? Frank, I'm going to miss talks every day, so I'm going to miss you, Frankie. How was gathering news when you first started to now, man, the way we gather information when you came into job? Was everything, like, printed out? Because there wasn't any cable, wasn't any, you know.
Well, KB, what you printed out back then was what you printed out. You typed it. You had a typewriter. That was it. The paper went right through there, and as you typed it, the letters went on the piece of paper, and then you pulled it out and read it. Because, you know, there was no internet back then. There was no connection to all these different sources of news. You had the wire services, and we had the, you know, the AP machine was just typing away and putting the stories out left and right. And then you had to go in and rewrite from that on your typewriter. So it's completely different now. And I got to say, while in some ways it's more difficult, it's more complicated, I should say. It also is, I think, a great advantage, because I think it gives all of us in the business a greater grasp of what's going on in the world, an opportunity to get more news.
Of course, sports was a huge part of your career. And I think there are a lot of people out there that would probably say their favorite part of Frank Beckman broadcasting was football games, because you were exceptionally good at it. What has changed in that industry, and how much did you miss that when that stopped for you?
Well, that was, you know, there's no doubt I miss doing the games and miss being there. You miss the action, Mitch. You know that. You've been to enough games and covered enough big events that you get this charge, this exhilaration, this adrenaline rush just from being there at some of these. And I'll never forget it. In fact, I know we're going to play tomorrow the final play of the Michigan Rose Bowl win in 1997 over Washington State that won Lloyd Carr the national title. And, you know, I was prepared for it. I was ready for it. And that's why the last line was always, Michigan has realized its destiny and won the national championship in the Rose Bowl. I wish I could say that was off the top of my head, but it wasn't. It was totally planned.
That's right. Neil Armstrong planned his line, too, I think. So. Yeah. Yeah. And still blew it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, sports has also changed. I mean, the relationships that radio guys had, I think, with athletes back in the day, and especially baseball players and guys like that, has changed. It's gone from collegial and, you know, hanging out with them to adversarial, and particularly radio, which is kind of hated by a lot of athletes now, because most of radio is sports talk radio, and sports talk radio tends to be pretty angry and pretty tough on teams, especially if they're not winning. I'm sure you witnessed all that in the sports world, too.
Oh yeah. Hey, Mitch, it wasn't like that when we started the first sports rap show before you came aboard doing sports at JR. That's where you started there.
Right.
And I remember doing the show one night when, you remember when Dave Rosma years and years ago got in that fight with John Castino from the Twins?
Right.
After he threw at him, and Castino charged him, and Rosma went after him and tried to kung fu kick him and tore up his knee. So I was doing the sports talk show, the WJR sports rap back then. And on the air, I criticized Rosma for what he did. And all of a sudden, I get a phone call. It's Rosie from his hospital over at Henry Ford, from his hospital room, calling to say, I didn't try to kick him in the groins.
So he had a transistor radio, apparently, in his hospital room. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, it was the first time that I realized that you really do have an impact, you know? I mean, it really hit home. People are listening. You always got to remember that.
And sometimes the subjects you're talking about are listening, too, so you got to be careful.
Yeah.
What, if anything, besides the obvious, you know, the fans and the people, but what small thing do you think you'll miss the most when you're not waking up and coming in here for a 9 a.m. start?
Yeah, I think most people will think this is a little bit crazy, but I think you'll understand. I'm going to miss the preparation. I really am. Because when you're preparing for a show like you're doing now or anything else you do, a book, whatever, you're digging deep into getting the ultimate story. And that's what I've always loved doing as well, is getting more information, trying to get info out there that's fresh and new and from a different angle. I think you do that very well. And I think I'm really going to miss doing that. I do.
Yeah.
What's the plans there, Q? I mean, you know, you got to have some sort of a blueprint.
Yeah. I just know I'm not going to be working, Chumley. So I'll be golfing a lot. I know that.
Yeah.
All right.
We just heard the plan. There it is. Here, hit it again. Here's the plan. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Frank, we'll miss hearing you. We'll miss seeing you. We know you'll be around, and, you know, this is a happy send-off, not the sad kind. But thank you for your service on to the community, first and foremost. Broadcasters do serve the community. And you've helped a lot of charities and all that, and you've been a good voice and a strong voice for Detroit too. And I know I speak for
Mitch. It's been a great honor, and I've tried to do it the right way. I know I'm not perfect, and I've done plenty of things wrong in my life, but I'm proud of my career, and I'm thankful to everybody who touched it in any little way along the route, and that includes all of you guys there. And I thank you for it, because it's. You know, without great colleagues like you guys, it's not the same either. And you help to elevate the game of everybody, you know, and I appreciate that.
Well, we'll be here. Don't be a stranger. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, and thanks for spending some time with us right here.
My pleasure, and thank you for the call and checking in on that. I really appreciate it. It means a lot, Mitch. Thank you.
Frank Beckman, the great one, here on 760 WJR.